This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, hour two begins here in Romulus, Michigan. I'll ask you, because you're a native, where are the Romulans?
That I don't know.
Nobody knows where I hear Romulus. I mean, I flew into Romulus. So anyway, we're here in Detroit at the Treating Cancer with Cannabis Conference. And joined on my right, Sarah Demick, and she's with Michigan for Vaccine Choice.
Correct.
And on my left is someone very famous in our YouTube chat room, and more than that, Ronnie!
Hey!
It's really Ronnie!
Yes, I'm here.
All right. So, look, she says R-O-N-A, but it's Ronnie. I learned it better than your, like, family members.
Yes, you have.
Right?
Yes.
So, what brings you here?
It's a cannabis conference. Are you kidding?
I don't know.
We're alive with hemp, so we have to be here.
Okay. Well, we're all here together. And this opening article for hour two, Sarah, I thought cancer doctors need the 411 on 420 stat. And immediately, now that you're here, Michigan for Vaccine Choice, they need the 411 on vaccines.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, my gosh, we wouldn't have as much need for cannabis as a medicine, particularly in kids with seizure disorders and cancer, if they would get with the program on... Well, stop poisoning these children with toxic ingredients injected.
Yep,
how did
absolutely.
You come to this conclusion?
So for us personally, my family started looking into this shortly before we had our first little one at home. Mm-hmm. And it was something that I had never even thought about. Growing up, I was vaccinated, and I just kind of assumed that's what you do. That's what everybody does. But once we started looking into alternative options as far as using midwifery for our delivery and the Bradley class and all of these things, vaccines really came up and came to the forefront. And we started doing research, and the more we researched and the more we looked at studies and everything, it just didn't make sense for our family.
So what's happening up here in Michigan if they tried to do something like happened in California?
Not quite, but we do have in 2015 the health department got a bill. Not a bill, but a new rule that was passed that forced all of our parents to have to go to the health department to get a vaccine waiver. So in Michigan, we're really blessed with having our philosophical, our medical, and our religious exemptions. Mm-hmm. However, now our parents have to go to the health department in order to get that waiver.
Intimidation sessions.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
We've had a lot of parents that have complained about the process being pushed into a specific type of waiver, being told religious waivers don't exist anymore. So it's been really frustrating for a lot of our parents.
Mm. Well, yeah, I've been dealing with this state by state. They're trying to make it obviously more difficult to mm-hmm. opt out of something that should only be opted into.
Correct.
And that's, you know, it's backwards at this point, folks, in most states, even those that have exemptions still. The fact is you should only be required, quote-unquote required, to opt in.
Correct.
Right. But it's, again, it's backwards. But, again, the state claims ownership of your children. And I've argued this by virtue of contracts of adhesion, including birth certificates, marriage licenses, and the like, because you all people, you know who you are. You ask for permission when none is required. right? Marriage used to be considered a religious ceremony, an institution of religious freedom, and you didn't want the state involved in that. That's why I did not get a license to marry. I filed a covenant. We filed in our family Bible, and we put it on the record for people to know. But no requesting permission. A license is a permission slip from the government to do something that would otherwise be illegal. And they have well overstepped their bounds in terms of destruction of the family and even the so-called institution of marriage. But again, I want a separation of marriage and state.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ronnie, you with me on that?
I am.
So, Ronnie, what got you into cannabis? I mean, did you grow up with the perception that I had about the plant being, ooh, bad stuff, right? Or did you have a different perspective?
I did. My stepmom is actually, she founded the DARE program for Genesee County. So, yes, I was raised that was not even kosher at all.
Right, right.
But when my husband Jeff got sick in 2011 after getting the Tdap, started had bilateral strokes 4 days later, and we realized that he had a lot of neurological damage. He's had 10 strokes now and over 450 mini strokes. And once we introduced the hemp CBD oil to him, they stopped.
Really? So you had a powerful medicinal family experience with your
yes.
husband. Now, was your husband open to this at the time, or was he scared about
yes.
doing it?
He was very open to it.
Okay.
My cousin founded Michigan Herbal Remedies 5 years ago. He formulates over 100 forms of hemp CBD here in Michigan.
Nice.
And, you know, he called us and he said, "You've got to get Jeff on these products. I know they'll help." And they have. He has his full memory back. He no longer has Alzheimer's symptoms.
Wow. See, now, wasn't this fascinating? Because this is an adult getting a shot. A vaccine
yeah.
and having seizures or other maladies, the result. Now, as a homeopath, I would also recommend using the remedies for vaccinosis. There are a
yep.
number of them. But obviously not getting the shot to begin with would be ideal. But in this case, how cannabis played a role in the recovery.
Absolutely.
And we're seeing this in children, right? We have children featured here who had cancer who are now cancer-free primarily due to cannabis introduction.
Yep.
So. Has your group been open to this as well?
We have. And one of the doctors that served on our panels, Dr. Christian Bogner, is big into using cannabis with children with autism and seeing great results in those symptoms as well. So it's definitely something that's on our group's radar.
Mm-hmm. And don't get me started on autism. You know, this is something that they say, oh, it's a genetic epidemic. There's no such thing, folks. You have intoxicating poisons crossing generations now. Expanded vaccine schedules in the 90s when they got a liability
yeah.
removed from the manufacturers
yeah.
of these vaccines. And you guys know this very well. How has it been going out to the rest of Michigan, you know, as far as either hitting the legislature or the public at large?
Well, we're very fortunate in Michigan right now. We have a lot of legislators that have stood behind us. We have a lot that don't, but we have consistently been up in Lansing on multiple occasions. Our group has done huge legislative days where we've met with hundreds of the legislators on a massive scale.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest thing for us is continuing to advocate and to make sure that they know. And it's not just about whether you're vaccinating or you're not vaccinating or you're choosing an alternative schedule. It's about having that choice and not wanting that choice being taken away.
Right,
right. Right. That was my discussion with Dr. Jack McHugh, I believe it was, earlier on. Was ultimately about the freedom. I think that's a winning discussion where we can make bridges instead of these obstacles and walls.
Absolutely.
That we can't. It isn't about me banning for you what you want to do.
Absolutely.
Right? It's about banning for me what I don't want to do. Right?
And we have parents in our group that choose all different options.
All different
and that's what's important. And with the legislators, freedom is a huge thing, and that's what we talk about a lot. It's not one way or the other. It's simply having the choice. We have parents that simply want to opt out of the Hep B at birth. You know,
yeah.
we're delivering a Hep B at birth to these
right.
tiny little 8-pound infants.
Did any of your three babies, right, they're still young,
yes.
when they were born, did they sneak out of the delivery room and get a tattoo with a dirty needle when you weren't looking?
Nope.
Right? So what is that Hep B vaccine? That's
it's insane.
Yeah.
It really is. And a lot of parents don't realize how you actually get Hep B and why it's not. By the time the kid would be old enough to be sexually active and potentially have those dangers, your vaccine doesn't work anymore.
Right. Good point.
Yes.
And that would never work because they don't have an immune system to respond to the Hep B shot at birth anyway. It's ridiculous.
Correct.
So Pat, our friend in the YouTube chat room, says, OMG, hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Pat.
What's it like to be on this side of the screen?
It's
right?
different.
Right? This is occasionally I get to look back and see you guys typing stuff in. Occasionally
right.
on the break I can type in. So now you're seeing it from this side. How's
yes.
it feel?
It feels great.
Feels
I'm glad
great?
To be here.
Yeah, it's great to see. Ronnie, you're famous already before you arrived.
I know.
Right?
That's awesome.
And your group is seemingly very active and healthy. I love there's one of the women or I don't know if she's about to give birth, but she's on her way,
yes,
right?
Yes, she is, yeah.
And so do we have any dads and husbands behind these?
We don't here today, but we have a lot of dads in our group, too.
Good,
yes.
good.
And that's important, too.
What?
We're in the group, and Jeff is here. He's right here.
Jeff's here. Hey, Jeff, how's it going, buddy? He looks good. He's doing great. So this is like putting all of this into play, into action, right? The people out here that are living this, that are standing up for health, freedom, and healing liberty.
Yes.
And I'm surrounded by two among many that are here, which is very exciting for me. And it's kind of pumping me up because I'm exhausted from coming in with no sleep and everything else I've been up against the last couple
of
weeks.
Well, I don't get much sleep anyways.
I'm sure not with your baby schedule. But I will admit readily, honey, you know, I'm a wimp when it comes to lack of sleep compared. I know you like sleep, but when we had those kids, I couldn't do it. I couldn't function. And you ladies, unbelievable.
Yeah, one day at a time.
Don't tell me about men's muscles. The women are stronger in regards to a lot of things. Certainly a lot more pain you can tolerate than I can, anyway. So that's just not me saying it because I'm surrounded by two lovely ladies here. I mean it. This is what's going on here. So what else can people do to tap into your group?
Well, you can visit us at MichiganVaccineChoice.org.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a private Facebook group for our members that want to join that, too.
Okay.
So it's a great community to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have a free webinar going on tomorrow.
Okay.
So if you go to our public page on Facebook, you can sign up for that. We have a guest speaker on tomorrow that's going to be talking about the Autism One conference recently.
Okay.
So we've had some really great speakers in the past as well. So it's always a great informative webinar to jump on and kind of get some more information. I did see a question come in. Is that Michigan Vaccine Freedom Pack versus Michigan for Vaccine Choice? So I just want to clarify really quick. Michigan for Vaccine Choice is a 501c3 nonprofit. So we are not affiliated as far as the political realm.
Mm-hmm.
We do advocate. But we do have a sister pack that is the Michigan Vaccine Freedom Pack. So that separate entities. If people want to donate funds that go towards the political aspect, mm-hmm. so donating to campaigns and supporting our politicians that support us, that's where they'll want to go, is to the
okay.
pack.
And Ronnie, we're on the break.
All right.
You want to tell them anything about where they can find you?
You can find me at Alive with Hemp on Facebook and AliveWithHemp.com.
AliveWithHemp.com.
Awesome.
We are, indeed. Thank you both for being on board live here in Romulus. Do we need, funny foreheads and big ears to be Romulus? Get the costumes out. We're in Romulus. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out the links at robertscottbell.com.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsvreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsvreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Scott Bell Show. Joining me right now on the air in Detroit, it's Mish Parikh and one half of the dynamic duo and team. Here comes Heidi. We'll get her in here as well. What an amazing, amazing couple. And what are the wonderful things that they're doing here. And we met some years ago. And let me just crank up your microphone. Sorry about the cracklies there. But go ahead and talk. Say, Heidi, let's hear from you.
Hi, Heidi.
There she is. And Mish, we're back on radio.
Mish is here, too.
We connected years ago. You had an event at the Navy Pier in Chicago, of all places, right?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
You don't remember
Before
me.
Before that, though.
Before
420
that,
in Colorado.
420 in Colorado. That was the big event. And Super Don's on the other side of this, and he hadn't talked to Mish in a while. And it feels like a little bit of a reunion. Yeah. But here we are in your home state, where my compassion, you know, started.
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeing this come to fruition. How are you feeling, Heidi?
I feel really good.
Yeah.
You know, if we can educate one person, that one person can educate a lot more. So we have a great attendance, a lot of people, great doctors,
yeah,
great speakers, really educating on the actual facts.
Mm-hmm.
And we really advocate for the education of it. We've seen so much.
Mm-hmm.
We want other people to at least understand it and have it as an option.
A lot of controversy in Michigan recently on the governmental level, attacking on CBD fronts and all
oh
these
my.
things, And do you think we got a lot of government people here scouting this place out quietly, silently?
Well, I did send an email to all of the municipalities in Wayne County because it's important for them to come out and learn. Whether they're opting in or out, they haven't decided. It's important to learn what's happening with medical cannabis. That's what the laws are built around right now is medical. And it's important for them to come find out how would that impact their community and their residents. So we did invite them, whether they're here, I don't know.
I imagine they're in plain clothes and you wouldn't know them unless you asked them, right?
That's right.
But nothing illicit, illegal going on here. Really good healing information. And then, again, a lot of it, as you say, grounded in science. We interviewed Dr. McHugh last hour, and that was great. He came in totally cold. We'd never met, and it was good. We got some good information out. And, you know, Mitch, how much are you working behind the scenes? Because Heidi's now the beautiful face of what's going on out here.
She's always been the beautiful face. Yeah. I mean, that's just a fact of it. I've always been sort of the technical background guy, support guy.
Right, right.
I handle what I can when I can. But right now, Metal Leaf Technologies is the one that powered a good portion of what's going on here, and I'm just glad we got a chance to do our thing.
And I'm so glad to be married to a techie.
Yeah, no, it helps. It does help.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Yes. It's so important in everything you do in business that you have someone technical who can help you with the social media and the designs and the logos and the programs. And so I'm very lucky. And he goes way beyond that,
Have you seen that commercial about a kid that was living at home or not even living with grandma or mom and dad's like, I can't be your tech support anymore or something like that?
Well, I'll tell you something. We actually launched a virtual IT department for small to medium-sized businesses.
Uh-huh.
If they're looking for an IT department, that they need help with all kinds of issues, whether it's, you know, systems, computer failure, or just basic programming stuff.
How will they find you?
MetalLeafTech.com. MetalLeafTech.com.
Metal Leaf.
MediLeaf Tech.
I'm glad you spelled it. Yeah. Yep. He says it so fast. How are you going to find it?
No one will find it.
I think we're all tech heads like you.
Yeah. Slightly. But I think I might have a junior joining me here shortly. He's a boy genius. I can't wait. So
nice. Yeah. Very nice. So what would you say to the folks that didn't attend yet this year? Are there going to be more of these events coming up?
Absolutely. This is the first in a series. Mm-hmm. My Compassion was out in the public. We were very public for the first 6 years, weekly meetings, big events. And we took some time off to really learn research, the protocols, developing them, how to get to it, what we need to do to get to it. So the organization has had plans since the beginning of knowing really what direction that we were going to. And in 2000, it's hard to believe, it's almost 2019.
I know.
To
we're
say
on the way,
2019,
right?
We plan to open our center for education and research and really be able to help the public. So this is the first. Our next one will be on opioid use in cannabis.
Okay. Wow, pretty big.
Yeah.
By the way, we just had joined by Landon. What are you amazed by what's going on here? Good to see you, buddy. We're going to talk to your mom in the next segment. Sierra Riddle's going to be joining us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And even though she stood me up twice on radio, we still love her and Landon, and we're going to have her on, and she's awesome. So we're going to catch up with her.
Don't worry. She's wearing red for that firecracker moment.
She is. She's doing it. Look at that selfie she's taking right now. Folks, great, great people we get to meet with here. And Heidi and Mish, you're doing so much wonderful, wonderful work to help bring these people together. And I want to thank you for inviting me up here.
Thank you for coming out here.
I don't know. Only you could make it happen, honestly. I shouldn't be here, but I am.
Yes.
And I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're glad you are.
So we'll be talking to the folks as well on stage about what to do in addition to cannabis to keep you healthy and get you healthy as well. So stick around. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show live from Treating Cancer with Cannabis.
Live around the world. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, hey, welcome back. We're happening here in Detroit, Michigan. Yes, put that on if you don't mind. And she stood me up twice, but we love her anyway. And she's here. Team Landon. Sierra is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Sierra Riddle.
Oh, I'm so sorry for that, Robert. Yeah. You know, life gets just so involved and so crazy when you have, you know, a can of kid and all these things going on. And so I do apologize, but I'm so glad that we can finally meet up and be here together.
Yes, and Landon was on. He was sitting in Mish's lap. But you want to be on video again? Because you look awesome. You look so great.
You want to sit in my lap? Look, there's the video.
Take a look at the video.
You don't have to.
All right, no worries. But just to show how healthy he looks, and I remember we met him all those years ago. I believe it was Chicago.
Yeah.
On the Navy Pier, and he was really
4 years ago already. Can you imagine?
Super done. 4 years. Where have they gone?
I know.
It's been an incredibly long time. It's great to have you back on the show. We can catch up a little bit here. Yeah.
You know, it's been such an awesome 4 years, to be honest. Landon is doing so well. He's so healthy now and, you know, still suffers some side effects from the treatments he was given. But he is, as you can tell, he's a fireball. He's just so full of life now. And we love coming to events like this where people can actually see, you know, that this isn't just something that's on the internet. These are real people, real children. We're real moms that are treating our children with cannabis-based medicine and being very successful at it.
When we first met 4 years ago, we had, you know, obviously a bigger task in terms of communicating to the public what's really happening here and the acceptance, even from a legislative perspective, and we'll have somebody talk about that in a moment as well. Those 4 years have transpired. How do you feel? Where are we today relative to where we were then?
Oh, you know, honestly, we are light years away, Robert. That's the awesome thing is that, you know, Landon was the youngest child given a medical marijuana card in 2013. He was 2 years old. And I had to beg the Marijuana Enforcement Division to even give us the opportunity to apply for it.
Right.
Because they had never treated a child that young. Now, today, flash forward, 2018, we have over 10,000 children under the age of 5 in across all 50 states participating in a medical marijuana program. That's amazing. In just that short amount of time from us having to leave our home state of, you know, Utah and go to Colorado, now we have, you know, 15, 20 states that have a medical program or that have a CBD program at least, that where people can start at least getting the healing together. Because honestly, you know, there still is a really big stigma about giving this to our children. And, you know, the number one thing I tell people is we're not treating happy, healthy children. Our children are either terminally ill or they have epilepsy or autism, ADHD, whatever it is. We are not treating happy, healthy children with cannabis products. That, you know, is still such a misconception that, that it's not safe for them. And I think that we can all agree that marijuana and cannabis is safer for Landon than Oxycontin, morphine, Ativan, all of these things that he was taking and would still be taking today if he did not use cannabis.
Now, you know, we're coming around to the legal side of this. We're joined as well by Denise Policella.
Yeah.
Policella or Sella?
Policella. All right. On the first try.
So, and you're an attorney, cannabis attorneys of Michigan.
Oh, awesome. It's so nice to meet you.
You too. Yeah. And Landon, he looks fantastic.
Do you think the battles that they've been through, can you imagine, to get this young man who's now doing so much better off of the meds and onto the good stuff?
It's incredible. And it's so, am I not?
There you go. Mm-hmm.
I didn't want it super in front of my face, but so it's really nice to come to an event like this and to remember why we did this. You know, Michigan was one of the states earlier on, I think we may have been 12th, that passed protections for medical marijuana patients and caregivers, but we missed the vital step of being able to commercially produce it in a licensed, regulated manner.
Mm-hmm.
So for 9 years, well, 8 years after that, in the last 9, we really stumbled a lot, and it was still really less regulated, underground, less organized.
Right.
And I will tell you right now, being part of the legal community that advocated for this, I can tell you one of the seminal moments was up at the Senate hearing in 2013 and then again in 2015 when a bunch of parents who were all committing felonies, you know, had
to give their children something that was helping them.
Which, you know, what parent wouldn't? But it's still an incredibly brave thing to do. wheeled their children, you know, into the Senate hearing room and told their story. Mm-hmm. And everybody was distraught. And that did it. That mm-hmm. did it for most.
The real stories, like
yes,
Landon.
Because
Landon
they had to here. Look them in the face. Yeah. And people don't realize that this isn't just about people getting high until they see this.
Sure.
That's why it's so important.
Landon, your mom is awesome for fighting for you.
Yes, she is.
I hope you'll always remember her and appreciate her for all the good she's done
I
for
will.
You. I know you will. He's got bright eyes. I'm looking at him right now. Y'all see him on video. He's an intelligent
He's
young
cutie
man.
Pie.
And, again, to come from where he was even 4 years ago to see what's happening here, you know, my compassion. I mean, if you're not compassionate
right.
enough to make room for this, I don't know what you're doing, honestly. So there are some legal threats here in Michigan, tremendous amount still.
Constantly.
And, you know, cannabidiol, interestingly enough, from hemp, technically on the federal level, is legal. And the state has now said it's not.
So it's so funny that we have all these states making strides in legalizing or decriminalizing marijuana for medical purposes, and the states are the ones with the more expansive law, and we always talk about marijuana being a Schedule I controlled substance at the federal level, and now all of a sudden we have this weird switch. The state hadn't really come out and said anything formal about this. It's one of those things that just had stayed under the radar and sort of off the radar for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Legally, they're not wrong. Legally, the state is interpreting what our law currently says correctly. And the federal law happens to be a little bit more forgiving on the hemp side than Michigan law, because Michigan law doesn't make a distinction about the amount of THC that can be in hemp that makes it a legal good in commerce.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just this weird hiccup we have. I think it's making a lot of people nervous,
sure.
especially well, folks who are...
A lot of health food stores,
yeah.
young family businesses
right.
that are
right.
selling great CBD products, farming no
big
one.
Big box stores
yeah.
doing it too.
As
and,
well.
And,
yeah.
and, you know, I'm not sure that there's going to be a lot of enforcement, but I was just speaking to somebody who uses, you know, internet sales and stuff like that, imports mm-hmm. a lot of CBD products from places in Colorado and out west, and who else knows where it is very legal. And now we're having to pause and say, well, do I want to take the risk of being shut down or prosecuted? I'm not sure there's going to be a whole lot of prosecution. I think
right.
we're talking primarily about trying to get this into the legal regulated market through dispensaries right now.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, mm-hmm. you know, do you want to be the guinea pig?
Yeah.
Hi, Landon.
See ya.
So,
awesome. Nice
you know, I told him, I think Meijer and Walmart and Bath and Body Works are more
right.
able to withstand a legal challenge like that than an individual. So I will tell you, between the last board meeting we had here in Michigan last week, when the Medical Marijuana Licensing Board seemed to go sort of over a cliff
mm-hmm.
constitutionally
yeah.
with some of their statements, and then this new advisory bulletin about CBD products. I'm a super big fan of the ballot initiative right now.
I hear they're so, putting what do they call it, recreational on the ballot here in Michigan.
Adult use recreational marijuana is on the ballot as of right now for November. We have had some whisperings, and we'll see next week
mm-hmm.
that the Senate Majority Leader may be introducing a sort of preemptive
mm-hmm.
Piece of legislation that would legalize adult recreational use marijuana, but do it in a more strict way with more regulation and less unregulated.
Ever met a government person that doesn't want to regulate everything?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we took it to the extreme in Michigan. We really, really did.
Mm-hmm.
Our system is making it very difficult for folks to get up and running.
Yeah.
The first applications for facilities licenses were filed in December. We still don't have a license yet in Michigan, so
yeah.
we can't seem to manage to get this thing off the ground.
Sure.
But I will tell you, it has as many people fought mm-hmm. and advocated in this industry
yeah.
for a legal recreation, a legal regulated medical system. It was the parents
mm-hmm.
that made the
yeah,
biggest
of course.
Difference.
And we have one
was.
Right here, Sierra.
It was the parents
you're,
that made the biggest difference.
You're going to be
without,
speaking.
Without question.
Soon?
Yes.
You're coming up, right?
Yeah, at 3:00.
What is your focus for everybody to hear? What are they going to hear?
So mainly to hear. Here you go. Landon brought
Thank
you guys one of his cards.
Thank you so
Yay.
Much.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. God, he looks fantastic.
I know. You know, honestly,
look at that head of hair.
Most people would never even know that it's the same person, you know, and that is thanks to medical cannabis, you know. And so my main thing that I have to talk right now. Then you can have it back. He totally wants his headset back.
Yes.
But so the main thing that I love to and have been doing is sharing the education. You know, education is the first step of anything. And so in order for people to even know that this is a safe, viable option, they need to see children like Landon. They need to hear the stories and see, you know, what the pharmaceutical industry did to them and then what cannabis has done for them.
Mm-hmm.
So my main goal here is always the same thing, that cannabis is safe for our children. And it's actually safer than the treatments we're giving them.
Yeah.
And we should all have that option and should, you know, thankfully now we have lawyers like yourself that are willing to come, because when I was reported to CPS, I was in a legal state with a medical card in Colorado, and I was reported over a dozen times. European narcotics on him. And lawyer was willing to stand up and take our side. None of them. We ended up having one criminal cannabis lawyer, Warren Edson, out of Denver, Colorado. And he was the only one willing to say, she's not doing anything illegal, first of all. And second of all, she is acting in the best interest. The hospital is not.
Right.
And it was a very long, drawn-out process. I was reported and investigated over a dozen times by CPS and Department of Human Services. And it came down to it, I would not back down. I was not going to let them poison my child for another 2 years.
Right.
And that is the mandatory treatment plan for male children in the United States diagnosed with leukemia.
Mm-hmm.
4 years. And there is no if, ands, or buts. It is the golden standard. It's the only standard.
Right.
And Landon is now the only child to have survived pediatric leukemia without the treatment. He's the only child to have been successfully taken off without relapsing and passing or being put in foster care.
High five, buddy. You're amazing.
Woo!
Yeah, he's the man. Check it out. And there's also a place called Landon's Health Hut, Landon's Health Hut.com, as well as teamlandon.org. Thank you for being here and catching us up. Anything you want to say? We're going to break.
Bye.
See you later, Tater, right? All right, guys, thanks for being here. We got a whole other segment. We're going to come back and wrap it up. And thank you as well for what you're doing.
Thank you.
The attorney world.
Me.
All right, that's Denise.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com.
and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, it's been a wee bit surreal, folks, for me anyway. I'm here in Detroit. I woke up somewhere else, and then I'm going back to somewhere else afterwards. What a commute. Crazy commute. And Super Don, I hope the show's been good, because even though I'm alive and awake, it's sort of like I'm in a dream. It's kind of a little bit ethereal. And, you know, I just fly in, show up, set up for the broadcast, and everything is, you know, now I can't jinx it. It's too late in the show for that. But, you know, it's all worked beautifully well.
It took on a life of its own, which is not unusual for these live broadcasts, you know. And, it's been great. And it's, I mean, how awesome. I mean, we got, I mean, everybody, I think, that we wanted on, really, and more. So,
yeah. Yeah, we got Denise on, and Dr. McHugh was great, and it was interesting because he didn't know me from Adam, and I hadn't met him. I only saw him speak a little bit before I got. So it was like one of those things where you normally don't do an interview cold like that, and I could tell, you know, his energy was sort of, well, I don't know about this guy, but you know, you bring him to the place,
what was fun was it's like you were hitting him from all angles, right? And it was like at one point it was kind of like, oh, wow. You were hitting it with all kinds of, you know, different things that he was almost overwhelmed with all of the brilliant information that you were throwing at him. But good guy, you know, very very fair.
Very thoughtful.
And,
yes.
And open-minded, you know, you know, yeah. So, I mean, that was great and awesome to catch up with Marlon. Haven't had him on the show in a while.
Nice,
Mish and Heidi, which we haven't had on the show in a while, especially Mish. Doesn't Mish look great?
He's looking great. He really is. Yeah. I'm teasing him about being disappeared, but he's been working on himself.
And then... then we finally got Sierra on. Sierra Riddle and Landon. Success. Right. Landon looks great. The guy, he looks like he's a handful, doesn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, no. Yeah. I don't know if she gets sleep even today, but she's doing great. Indeed. She's very, I forgot how well she communicates, Sierra, you know, and she's built for this. She's meant for this. And it's helping a lot of folks to get over, you know, whatever issues they have and had, including at the legislative level that Denise, the lawyer, had mentioned, that the difference was these families coming together with these kids and showing the benefit that's happening. So, you know, as much as it's you know, listen, it's not the easiest thing to wake up or not sleep at all after fighting mosquitoes and come to do this. I'm grateful. I'm glad that I have the opportunity to do it. I'm grateful that Heidi made it possible. And, you know, these people deserve to be heard. And I'm grateful for the opportunity to get this message out because, you know, it's a small conference. There are probably a couple of hundred people here, but there should be thousands. And, you know, we're not waiting. We got to get the word out well beyond, you know, these conferences because more people need this than ever before.
Yep, and it's not going to stop. I mean, here's the thing. You can't put the genie back in the bottle on this situation. You know, it's going to keep moving forward. You know, as Denise was talking about, and I saw this in the news the other day, that Michigan now looks like it could very well become the next recreational state.
That's possible,
To add to the list. So, we'll see what goes on there. But, you know, we are still, in some ways, fighting an uphill battle. And speaking of that, real quick, before we go, I don't know if you saw this or not, but, you know, we've had our issues with Jeff Sessions over his not only his opinion, you know, well, basically his opinion, because he's got his hands kind of tied, and this is a good thing. The Congress has made some moves that has protected the states that have legalized cannabis. But apparently he is cracking down. And there's an article over at Leafly, which is, I really love that website, that is talking about the crackdown that Jeff Sessions is getting behind here. And they're actually applauding it because he can't go after the legal cannabis because there are laws and fail-safes that have been put in place. But what he is doing is going after the illegal grows, and in particular, there are a number of raids that took place just recently down in California that is going after the black market cannabis grows by the Chinese mob. And I didn't even know this was going on, but apparently they're knocking out the illegal grows that's being funded by the Chinese so that the people that are doing it the right way and following the law and giving people an opportunity to have access to this can actually make a living at it. So, I'll give him kudos for that.
Go get him, Jeff Sessions. Hey, I want to thank my friends at CBD Oil, plus CBDOil.com, PLUSCBDOil.com, for supporting our message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. RSV15 gets you 15% off wherever you are, or if you get it locally, maybe there's a discount for you at a local health food store. Appreciate y'all being here. Check out the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We've got upcoming events that we're adding all of the time. And we'll be back with Advanced Medicine tomorrow with Dr. Rasha Datar. And thank you to everybody for supporting us to be here. Appreciate you so very much, and the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.